Okay, so he gets down. He gets down almost to the point where the base camp was. Doesn't know whether Simon will be there, whether the tents will be there. Doesn't want to know, actually. He doesn't want to look just in case they're not there. He can't face them not being there. Actually, he does look but can't see because it's dark when he gets there and there's another snowstorm. So he can't see. So he collapses. He collapses in exhaustion. He gives up. Until he wakes up to the smell, to the acrid smell of excrement and urine. Yeah? And it acts as a sort of smelling salt for him. He wakes up and thinks, why am I covered in excrement? And he realizes, to his sort of humiliation, that he's crawled through his own excrement because he's crawled through the latrine area of the base camp. Perhaps I'll just say very, very briefly that that humiliation seems to be another part of his maturing. Again, archetypally, it feels very significant that this is what wakes him up. All that egotism has to crawl through excrement to be saved, in a way. And I remember Padma Pratchara giving a talk saying that he felt that humiliation, in this talk he said at one point, that humiliation, experiences of humiliation were close to experiences of insight. And I remember thinking, rubbish, I don't want to. And what it was I just didn't want to acknowledge that. I don't know about the truth of that, but I do know that I have experienced humiliations, and they have led to some sort of growth, I think. They have led to some sort of maturing. I was going to talk about one of my key humiliations. I think I've run out of time, so... All right, I'll just... It's actually not a very big humiliation. It's a sort of embarrassment. It's a very public embarrassment. I was on a winter retreat. The LBC holds these big winter retreats, which some of you may have been on. 100, 120 people every year over Christmas. I'm going on one soon. And I was a Mitra, very keen, idealistic Mitra, supporting this retreat. The last night of the retreat, we have a big festive puja. It's New Year's Eve. We stay up till midnight. It's a confession puja, so people write down things that they want to leave behind. We burn them in this big bonfire. We got to the puja. There's people standing on both sides of the shrine with this sort of walkway, gangway in the middle. I'm sitting quite close to the front. Somebody points out, whoever's leading the puja, points out to me that we haven't got a big bowl to burn, to hold the confessions in, you know, the piece of paper in. So I say, no worries, I'll go and get one. Go off, rush to the kitchen to get, a bowl, as it were, and go to the loo on my way and come back. And by the time I come back, they're getting ready to salute the shrine. So everybody's standing, waiting, you know, facing the shrine. What happened was that I'd been sitting in meditation. I hadn't done my trouser belt up. I hadn't done my trousers up. My trouser button or whatever was undone. But I hadn't noticed either. So I'm carrying this bowl, which is quite a large bowl. It took both hands to carry this bowl. I start walking towards the shrine. So I'm coming up this gangway with this large bowl, walking, and I suddenly think, my goodness, my trousers feel like they're slipping. They're slipping. They're a bit loose. And I'm halfway there by now, and I think, well, I'm not sure I can do anything about this. Do you stop, put the bowl down, put your... What do you do? So I kind of, in a fit of panic, carried on. I got to the shrine, and carrying this bowl, and they just went zoof. So I'm facing this shrine with my trousers around my ankle, this huge bowl, 120 people in the room, 120 people, all burst out in spontaneous applause. It was timed to perfection. Anyway, I'll stop. That was one of my embarrassing moments. It's not particularly, in some ways, humiliating, is it? It's just embarrassing. And I'm sure I've had worse humiliations. They're just not so public.